Hello, everyone. Oh, this is good. Amazing talents today, dancing and singing, storytelling and poems. And we're going to have 12 items. And the last one is going to be amazing opera song, so don't escape before that. And the first one we have the first one ready. It is Lucy from Portugal, and it's a fado dance. Welcome, Lucy.
Trago fado no meu canto, canto a noite até ser dia. Do meu povo trago pranto, no meu canto a moraria. Tenho saudades de mim. Eu canto um país sem fim, o mar, a terra. O meu fado, meu fado, meu fado, meu fado. De mim só me falto eu, senhora da minha vida. Do sonho digo que é meu e dou por mim já nascida. Trago um fado no meu canto, na minha alma, vem guardado, vem por dentro do meu espanto à procura. No meu fado, meu fado, meu fado, meu fado.
Thank you, Sister Lucy. Do not try that after dinner. Oh, good to see a few more. We now have Sister Nita Lim from the Netherlands, and she's going to do a modern movement called Is This Meditation? Sister Nita.
Thank you.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Nita. What a beautiful meditative dance. And next is very special. We have Jade and Kings. And Jade is going to sing. Do you remember yesterday's Murli? This song is about yesterday's Murli. Welcome, Jade and the Kings.
Good evening, everyone. So we're going to improvise a song for you tonight. And I'll be using some of the words from yesterday's Avyakt Murli. Can I have a lot less treble and gain in number two? Number two. Thank you.
Thank you, Jade and the Kings. One for the one for us. Now we have the great pleasure of Sister Judy Rich from Canada, who will take us to Drift Away. Do you all want to drift away? But you've got to come back, okay? Sister Judy.
Thank you. Okay. All right. So this song was actually requested by a member of the Peace of Mind planning team. And like you, I have so much appreciation for that team. I said I would do this. So out of appreciation, I'm hoping that you will also participate. Is that okay? All right. So we will have to ask you to stand up. And don't get too excited. And you will have to have a little space because you might walk a bit. You know, you might just walk a bit. Just a few steps side to side. So make sure you spread out a bit. But the main thing, we have to rehearse. Okay? And I need your full attention. Because this section does something different from this section to something different from this section. Is everyone paying attention? Okay. This section, when the moment comes in the chorus, this is what you're going to do. You're going to go out, free my, what is it? Something, something. And then stiff, open. All right. So it's out, heart, fist, open. Are we good? Yes. All right. This section. Are you ready? Again, roll it up and swing it out. This section, you got it very easy, all right? Drift away two of those, all right? Drift away two of those. Are you ready? We'll rehearse, okay? Here we go.
Out,
in, just that group. Next group, roll it up, swing it out. Next group, drift away. Woo! All right, are we good? Shall we give it a shot?
I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh. You can follow along for the rest of it. But in the chorus, you solo. All right?
Here we go. Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. Joy that you've given me.
I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony, you've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Thank you, Judy. Wow, party's going on here. Yes, and we have the next one. Sister Hiba is having a beautiful poem for us, and Jade is going to play this Indian instrument. Welcome, Hiba.
I find Baba very moving, this being who's always there and ready to love despite everything, despite our forgetfulness and our choices, and that moves me deeply. So I wrote a couple of texts. One of them is in English and the other one is in Arabic. I'll be sharing them with you. And Jade is accompanying me musically on this instrument that shall not be named because we don't know what it's called. صديقي السحر, my friend magic. He is a lover from a different land. He looks like no lover or anything a human has seen. He looks like magic. Man dreams of it and does not reach. Man looks for it and does not find. For that lover sits in the coziest corners and waits alone. Imagine. Can you imagine magic waiting for you in that corner? And you are drunk in life, walking the walk, wearing every day the costume of pain and searching for a sprinkle of magic. It's right there, under that window, behind that laugh, in a vase calling, and no one's listening. Oh, magical love, hidden and shining before the eyes of those who cannot see. What are you? Where are you? How do we see you? How do we feel you and live through you? Tell me, what shall I say to my heart? My heart desires this and that and longs for what it does not know. For every lover longs, and longing hurts. Oh, magic, you're at my door, and I, the blind, cannot see. Light my eyes, for one day I shall meet you. Light my eyes, for I shall see you soon, with the eyes and the embrace of an orphan who just found a mother. أنا الروح الهائمة. أنا الروح الهائمة أطوف بين هذه الأرض وأنت. أنا الروح الهائمة أبحث عنك، أجدك أحيانا في رحيق الزهر وأحيانا في الشمس أجدك، لكن في فكري تضيع مني. أنا الروح الهائمة أتوق إليك يا وطني، يا أنا، يا الحب. خذني إليك واسكن قلبي اليوم وإلى الأبد، اسكني وكن مسكني كل يوم إلى الأبد. فأمامك تذبل الأيام، أمامك يموت كل شيء، وأمامك يكون كل شيء. أنت كل شيء، وأنت وحدك تعرف الحقيقة والأبد. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Hilda and Sister Jade. And now we have a question for you all. If you want to know about super sensuous joy, who do you ask? Yeah, gopis and gopis. So we have here Sri Krishna and the gopis from Montenegro. Yes, let's hear it for Sri Krishna.
Будет танцевать со мной. Нет, со мной. Со мной. Почему вы спорите друг с другом? Пусть океан любви затопит все вокруг. Прекрасная ночь. Прекрасный лунный свет, пьянящая атмосфера, и непослушные Кришна танцуют с гопи. Таков его божественный план. Прекрасная ночь, прекрасный лунный свет. Весь Вриндаван омыт лунным светом. Махан танцует с Радхой. Глядя на нее, подруги завидуют ей. Неужели он любит только Радху? У нас тоже есть право на его любовь. Махан сказал: «Я принадлежу всем. Краски любви разнообразны. Кришна танцует с гопи.
Thank you, Montenegro Party Group. So, our next item, we have Brother Warren and his didgeridoo, and he will tell himself about the song. Welcome, Warren.
So, just a little sound check. So I'd like to introduce the didgeridoo to you. It's a famous Aboriginal instrument from Australia. It's a sacred instrument for those people. So in honour of the sacredness, I give respect to where it comes from, their people and their elders. The sound of the didge is like 100 oms per second. So, just like Om, it takes you places, particularly into Nirvana, a very deep silence after chanting Om. So I invite you all, after I finish playing, that we have 30 seconds, a minute, just silence. Okay? Enjoy. Thank you.
wonderful, isn't it? Let you down all the time. Thank you, Warren. That was fantastic. The quintessential sound of Australia. Now we have, at great expense, mind you, Brother Joe from Canada will sing a beautiful song. Brother Joe.
Thank you. This is a song about contentment. And there's a humming bit at the beginning and at the end. And if you want to hum along, certainly do. If you know the lyrics, sing along.
Thank you, Joe. It's me again. And we have Brother Andrew from, who's actually English, but he lives in Finland, as you do. And he's going to tell us a nice story. So over to you, Andrew. Yes.
Good evening. Good evening. Can we have the audience lights as well, please? There you go. Thank you. I'd like to see you. I'm going to tell you a story. Never told it before, so I'm not sure how it's going to go, so bear with me. It's my first time in India, and I don't know how many of you here it's also the first time, so put your hand up if it's first time. All right. Those of you who have been here before, try and remember your first time. So I'm coming to the Peace of Mind retreat. I decide I need to test my peace of mind. So I decide to go to Jaipur before coming to Mount Abu. And if you've been to Jaipur, you know there's a few people that live there. And so the first day I arrive, I jump out of my hotel, I jump in a tuk-tuk and find myself in the old city of Jaipur. And not alone. Peace of mind evaporates. Senses overwhelmed. People trying to sell me things was probably my hardest thing to deal with. Everywhere I went, people would come, hey, come to my shop, come to my shop. You need this, you need that. Peace of mind lost. Absolutely. Okay, tuk tuk, back to the hotel. Day two, I don't even leave my room. I'm a wreck. But I meditate. I find my inner peace. On day three, I have my power again. And I've got a plan. I'm not going to go to the city. I'm going to go to the palace and a couple of forts. And I'm going to see a beautiful sunrise over the city. And I might see a few tourists on the way, but I'll be okay. Good plan, right? If you've been to the palace at Jaipur, you have to walk almost a kilometer to get there from where the tuk-tuk driver leaves you. So I'm sweating. And I walk in through these wonderful gates, and I'm met by a million Indians. It's National Tourism Day, which means free entry to the palace. I feel like I'm a curiosity. I'm the only person looking like me. And everybody wants to talk to me. Hello, hello, where are you from? What's your name? Can we have a selfie? And I'm sweating, and I'm sweating. And I'm losing my inner peace. I'm losing my inner peace, I tell you. But anyway, I take my photos. Palace done. Plan number one. Plan number two, second fort. Again, if you've been there, you'll realize it's another kilometer up to the second fort. Now it's after midday, water's gone. Trying to climb up to this second fort. But I'm pretty alone in this tunnel going up, and I lose my soul. Well, I almost lose my soul. Literally, from my sandal, one of my soles starts falling off. And so I'm walking like this, up to the second fort. Good news, it costs money to get into the second fort. Nobody there. Peace. I find a temple. I pray. What's your name? Where are you from? Why are you here? My inner peace is tested. He says, can I be your guide? Can I show you around? I say, yeah, absolutely. That would be lovely. So we start to walk. I'm walking quite fast. I have to get to my third fort. I have to see the sunset. He says, I have no rush. I'm here only once. I want to experience everything, and I want to see everything, and I want to tell you everything. And I'm thinking, no, that's not what I want. I want to get to the sunset.
we talk. He says, I say, I've got to go. I'm sorry. I'm in a hurry. He says, I have social anxiety. I say, that's great. I know a lot about social anxiety. I can help you with that. And a voice in my head says, you're thirsty. Why don't you take this guy for a drink and have a chat and see if you can help him with his social anxiety? Other voice in my head said, you had a plan. You have another thought. You have a sunset. Which do I follow? I choose the thought and the sunset. So I say to this young man, here's how you could perhaps help yourself with your social anxiety. Tip number one, tip number two, tip number three. Very nice meeting you. Thank you for the guide. Off I go. So I leave the man. I walk to this beautiful vista to take a photo. The voice again. You really ought to have a drink with that guy. Turn around, go back. He's vanished. Not there. So I breathe. At this point, my soul is almost gone. Right? It really is now like this, just to keep walking. And I think, well, I've got no choice. I've lost him. I can't find him. I'll continue with my plan. I will get to the fort. I will see that sunset. In tuk-tuk, up to the fort. Get out the tuk-tuk. Take one step, and my soul falls off. Literally falls off. So I'm left with a little thread holding it on. So I rip my soul off, and I realize I've got another soul inside my soul. It's fascinating when you look at a sandal. You've got this outer soul, and underneath you've got this real soul. It's actually quite good, and it feels really nice. And I get this moment of understanding where I say, okay, I really do need to slow down. I really do need to stop. And I really do need to talk to these people. So I find the top of the fort. I sit down. And I wait. And one by one, two by two, three by three, people would come to me and say, where are you from? Why are you here? But more importantly, they said, why are you traveling alone and why aren't you scared? That was their question. Everybody asked that same question. Why are you traveling alone and why aren't you scared? And my answer, I said, I have faith. And they were satisfied with that answer. We took our selfies and all was good. I'm going to wrap this up with the final question. You've all got, really, I think, on the tip of your tongues, what about the sunset? Well, as fortune would have it, there was loads of clouds and there was no sunset. There was no sunset. So I thank Denise, Sister Denise, for this, because she gave me the inspiration to tell this story when she said, well, what are the lessons from this? And the first lesson to me was, pay attention to the signs, what Denise calls the flags, because your path, let alone your destination, might not be what you expect it to be. The second lesson I learned was about soul consciousness. Maybe what I think is my soul is not my soul. Maybe it's ego. And maybe I need to let go of that outer soul, my perception of my soul, and work hard on finding my real soul. But perhaps the biggest lesson I learned was whilst I'm trying to help many, many people in the work I do, I've maybe lost sight of the most important thing is to help that person who's in front of me right now, right here, asking for help. And don't rush on my own journey. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Andrew. Wonderful. How are the translators doing? Yes. And next item, we have Sister Marie, and it's Awakening Amore poem. Welcome, Marie.
Shante. If I told you
that I love you. Could you hear me? If I took the time to be totally transparent before you, could you see me? If I whispered, I adore you, would you believe me? If I told you that I love you so very much, that I've always known you, would you remember me? If I told you that we've met before, eons and eons and eons ago, can you feel me? If I told you that I wait quietly, silently, patiently for you, just you, only you, would you believe me? If I told you that I love you so much that every time I take a breath, you breathe with me, would you believe me? If I told you that I don't ever remember, never, ever, ever not remember, not remember I. If I took the time to tell you that I am so permeated into you that you even introduce yourself as I, who are you? I am. Who are you? I. And sometimes we list a bunch of titles with that I. Sometimes it is, I am Maury. I am sister. I am cousin. I am lover. I am friend. I am wife. I am. I am so intricate in the details of being I am, that I have always included you. I. If I told you that we all make up one big gigantic energy of I, would you dance with me? Can you hear the rhythm of I in my voice? If I told you that there is a special, intricate, wonderful, awesome, brilliant, amazing life after life after life eternally that I have created just for you, would you believe me if I stood before you and said, I am that I am. I am a part of the great I am. I always have been. I have fallen from above, risen again, but I have never ever stopped existing. When I look at you, I see you, and I see you, and I see you, and I see you. I see you as a reflection of love towards me, and it is glorious, and it makes me shine so incredibly bright, and comes to a point of light. If I told you that I see your light, because you reflect off of me so bright. If I told you with a smile of sunshine that glistens on your skin as a gentle reminder like a wind, could you feel me? I'm here to remind you that you and I and we only come back to the center and just create I. Can you believe me? It is good. It is good. It is good. It is good. How has your time been here, my sister? How has your time been here, my brother? It is good, it is good, it is good. It is good, it is good. It is good. It is good in my understanding, and even when I didn't understand, it is good. It is good in my awakening,
And it is good even when the red light came and I found myself in a haze and daze, brilliantly surprised, it was good. It is good in season and out of season. It is good for every reason. It is good because it just is good. It is good because you were created for good. It is good because you're glorious. It is good because you're wonderful. It is just amazingly, awesomely good. When I look into your eyes, I see good. When you look into my eyes, I hope you see good. When I hold your hand, it is good. When you've served me and allowed me to serve you back, it has been good. It is good in our understanding. It is good in our waking. It is good in our tears. It is good in our happy. It is good in our quiet moments. It is good in the drama of this life. It is good. 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 I hope I tell you it is good so much until tonight when you fall asleep, you hear my voice whispering in your ear, it is good. It is always, always good. So change the way you look at things, and things around you will change. Because what? It is good. Om Shante and Ashe.
Thank you. Thank you, sister. And now the second last item is a harmony dance from our dear brothers and sisters from Malaysia. So please give them a big hand. They've been waiting all night.
Thank you, Malaysian dance group. So, wow, you're still all here. And we have our finale song. And it is Brother Alexander. And he's going to sing opera for us from Carmen. Welcome, Alexander.
Yeah.
Was that worth waiting for? Alexander. Alexander. Encore.
Encore? То же самое, что ли?
So we're running a little bit late, but is it worth it? Is it worth it? Yeah! Come on! What is it? Oh, no, hang on, not that one. We're having the encore. Anyway, I can't dance or sing, so I'm just going to stand here waiting for the encore. A joke? Yes. A man runs into a dentist and said, "Sir, sir, I think I'm a moth." And he said, "No, you want the psychiatrist at the end of the hall." He said, "Yes, I know." He said, "Well, why did you run in here?" He said, "Your light was on." Oh, come on.
Om Shanti. So are you ready to wait for another 2-3 minutes? Because, yes? I can't hear. Yeah, because, yeah. Now something special is being prepared and we're going to enjoy. And Brother Alexander, he's from St. Petersburg, Russia, and he has been very much interested in the peace of mind, in meditation, Raja Yoga, and he wanted to come here in 2020. And you can imagine what happened in 2020? Yeah, and so that trip was cancelled. And then it was a long journey, but ultimately he could make it, and he's so happy, and we're also very happy that he can be here for his own meditation and for his own peace of mind and for making you... that was not peace of mind, yeah? That was happiness of mind more. Yeah. So just another 1 or 2 minutes and we're going to listen to Brother Alexander. Okay.
Jamaica, 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 quando mi sembravo di bruciarsi del tuo bastone ardente, sai che mi potevo disfidare presso l'acqua di una fonte. Ma come potrò dissipare l'ardore di questo mio cuore che dalla passione d'amore sento bruciare? Giamaica, Giamaica, t'ho lasciato un giorno per sfuggire la tua bocca inaridita. Oggi tu mi vedi ritornare come un'anima pentita. Quel volto di mistica donna, quegli occhi di finta Madonna, che tu ti tradisci, ti inganna, non so perdon. Giamaica, Giamaica, sotto il tuo bel cielo tropicale voglio vivere. Jamaica, Jamaica, Jamaica.
Doesn't he wear a blue suit? Well, so tonight, this is the end of the line. We're all going to go off and go to bed now. Yeah. Where is she?
Naughty girl.
So on behalf of Suresh, who does the sound, and his team, come on, out, right? Out, come. Anyway, they won't come out anyway, they're too shy. And the lights. And Didi Sudesh, who's been here very patiently, sitting through all this entertainment. And now we have a little tradition where we say good night to you. Suresh. Oh yes, and a big hand for you. Thank you for coming.
Good night.